From Washington, this is VOA News. A U.S. monitoring group says North Korea may be preparing to carry out a nuclear test as Pyongyang holds its first ruling party Congress in decades. Website 38 North said Friday that satellite images show vehicle movement at a nuclear test site where there is often no activity except during preparations for a test. South Korean officials have been on alert in the event that North Korea will conduct a fifth nuclear test to coincide with the Congress. Russia says it's brokered a 72-hour extension of a local ceasefire in the Syrian city Aleppo, where recent fighting between the Syrian regime and the rebels has left nearly 300 people dead. At least 30 of those died in the last 48 hours when an airstrike hit a refugee camp near Aleppo. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's spokesperson Stefan Dujarric says Mr. Ban was outraged by the attack.
The United Nations, along with humanitarian partners on the ground, are assessing the needs and mobilizing a response for the families who fled the camp out of fear of further attacks. The Secretary General reiterates his call on the Security Council to send a strong message to all warring parties that there will be serious consequences for grave violations of international human rights law and international humanitarian law.
Mounting violence in Aleppo and other regions has threatened to derail political talks between the Syrian regime and the opposition, as well as the multinational effort to fight the Islamic State. Kenyan government says it plans to close the country's two main refugee camps, impacting 400,000 refugees. Amnesty International called the decision reckless, said it puts innocent people at risk. This is VOA News.